countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, there are some 140 agri shows which during normal times takes place annually across the country and have been a vibrant celebration of rural life for more than 200 years. The Irish Shows Association, or ISA, represent 133, or almost all, of these fixtures, and they have confirmed that they're advising members not to run shows this year. We're currently under level 5 restrictions, but even at level 1, 200 to 500 people could gather outdoors, making most shows unviable. The ISA is, however, determined to keep the spirit of these colourful communities events alive. Catherine Cotter is PRO for the Irish Shows Association, and she joins me now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. We're delighted to have you indeed on this cold, frosty morning. You've waited as long as possible, Catherine, before advising your members on this year's shows, haven't you?
We did, Marty. I suppose 12 months ago we found ourselves in the position of having to advise our shows not to run last year with the uncertainty that there was around the pandemic, and we never foresaw that we would be in the same position 12 months later. But unfortunately, with the lack of clarity that there is around when events will be allowed and under what regulations and restrictions they will be allowed, we had no choice but to go with the information that's available to us at the moment. And as you said in your introduction there, Marty, with the current restrictions, I don't think there's any way that shows can run. If that changes, of course, the advice will change throughout the year. But we've always, as an organisation at national level and at local level, we've always embraced any regulations that were required, and we've always worked well with the various government departments, and we're hoping that that will continue.
Of course, absolutely. Now, this is only advice. You don't actually have the power to cancel shows, do you?
No, we don't. It's just not the way our organisation is set up, because obviously the shows are their own independent bodies as well. And we do have, you know, we have such a number of shows right across the island, and with being a cross-border organisation as well, there's another level of difficulty and different restrictions both sides of the border.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to ask you that. There are different regulations in the north. Are the shows there likely to go ahead?
Very unlikely as well in the north. I think most of them have already made the decision to cancel. I suppose the biggest challenge there is that there's a huge lead-in time that goes into organising an annual show. And, you know, we always say that you start planning for next year's show when you close the gate on this year's, and that, you know, not having that clarity and the fear of putting in all of the effort, making that financial investment, and then being shut down again or having a local lockdown or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's heartbreaking, I know, for the people involved. You are getting some government assistance with the cost of insurance, though, aren't you?
Yes. So for a number of years, the Department of Agriculture have provided us with a grant to offset the cost of insurance for those shows that use our group scheme insurance. And that is continuing. And also for the last few years, we've received grant aid from the Department of Rural and Community Development, which we're very grateful for. And there was a grant issued last year which has been ring-fenced, and we're hoping that that can be used for shows to help them to get started whenever they can make a comeback.
Now, I'm sure people listening to us this morning, Catherine, there'll be a lot of disappointed people, indeed volunteers, competitors, families who love the day out. Last year you ran a big virtual show. Any chance that this will happen this year?
We haven't made any decision on that yet, Marty, and I know that some of our member shows are looking at running virtual shows and various virtual events across the summer, and we'll give them every support. Whether there will be a national virtual show like there was last year, we haven't made any decision yet. So,
okay, take it day by day as the rest of us, and I know it's disappointing because those shows are so important to people, so a little bit of heartbreak, and but please God, we'll be back in time.
Absolutely.
Catherine Cotter from the Irish Shows Association, thank you so much for joining us here on Countrywide, and the situation will evolve over the course of the year, and you can get the most up-to-date information on the Irish Shows Association website, irishshows.org.